Amen. Well, it's good to be here this morning in the broadcast. We appreciate you taking time out to be with us today, and want to invite you to church this morning in the house of God here at Mountain View Baptist, where we're members at. You come be with us today, Sunday school at 10 o'clock, worship 10:45, and then back at 9 o'clock, rather 5 o'clock, for the evening service this evening. And so you come praying that God would have his way. You don't have a church home, you come and visit with us, and maybe where the Lord wants you to be. And then, of course, if you're not a Christian this morning, you are a special guest. We would love to see you come to the house of God today. Don't stay away because you don't know anybody. Don't stay away because you're ashamed. Come because Jesus loves you and calls you, and he loves and he's concerned about you, and we are too today. So you come, be in the services throughout this week, and Wednesday night be our midweek prayer meeting, and you come be in the services, and you'll receive a blessing, I'm sure, from the Word of God. I want to send it out to all the sick and suffering this morning, those that are shut in, not able to get out and be in the house of God. I trust that today that other folks will pray for them, and we want to send it out to you especially. You just can't get out and go anywhere. What a blessing it is to have a God you can lean on this morning. He's a wonderful Savior, and he does care about you today and about your needs and your life, and you trust him this morning. Look to him for strength and for comfort and for grace. He did make a promise in the Word of God. He said, "My grace is sufficient." He didn't say your grace. He said, "My grace is sufficient for thee." And we've got someone we depend on today. I want to send it out to especially all those that have lost loved ones, maybe bereaved, lost some loved one in recent past, and trust that you'll look to the Lord for your strength and your help this morning. And so you be in church today. Be with us in the house of God. We'll have some good songs now. Go to the Lord in prayer and pray that God would bless today in the service today. Father in heaven, as we bow in your presence, thankful for the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for grace, for strength, for salvation through the Spirit of God. I pray you'd bless today every need. And Radio Lamb this morning, God, touch every heart, touch every need. Those, Lord, needs help this morning. Those that are sick, God, they need you. I pray you touch their bodies. And Lord, if you're not, don't extend your hand of healing, then you can give a helping hand of grace in their hearts today. I pray, have your will and way, Father. Touch those that are unsaved. Bring conviction upon their heart and life. Help them to see, realize the need of a Savior in their life before it's everlasting too late. Everything you do, all you accomplish through this program today, we'll give you praise and honor for it in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. All right, we're going to have some songs this morning. Hope it will be a blessing to you today, as we have some songs, and I trust that you'll just listen to the words as they sing this morning. Amen.
Dream. I'm learning to live.
For the Lord, the more you learn to depend upon Him. Thank God we have someone we can lean on this morning. You've got your strength, you feel like it's gone, you're spiritually depleted. You lean to the Lord, you look to Him, lean on Him this morning. He will help you in your time of need. We have another one now, and I hope it'll be a blessing to you as they sing.
Problems of tomorrow, knowing you.
Amen. Well, I'm glad we've got someone to wash our sins away this morning. And certainly His grace is sufficient for every need that we have today. What a wonderful Savior this morning that we have. Have one more now. Hope it'll be a blessing to you. Good to be saved this morning. I thank God He knows me, and I know Him. Thank God. First Peter chapter 2 this morning. We'll turn to First Peter chapter 2, read some scripture, and we get a message today as the Lord leads out of First Peter chapter 2. Good to be saved. Now, don't forget, meet us in church this morning. Be in the house of God with us. We enjoy seeing you come. Be in the service with us today. And that God will certainly bless if you'll come that way this morning and be with us in the house of God. Amen. And so it's good to be saved this morning. Thank God we have a Redeemer, one that is able to keep us from falling, present us faultless before the presence of His glory. And I praise God for that this morning. Amen. So it's good to be here in the microphone this morning, and trust that God will bless you today. First Peter chapter 2, wherefore laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speakings, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. And as newborn babes, if you so be, you have tasted that the Lord is gracious, to whom coming as unto a living stone, and disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. You also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood, and holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God and by Jesus Christ. And wherefore also it is contained in the Scripture, Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect and precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Unto you therefore which believe, he is precious, but unto them which be disobedient, the stones which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner. And he said, and a stone of stumbling, and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul, having your conversation honest among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may by your good works, which they shall behold, glorify God in the day of visitation. So I want to use the subject this morning out of this passage of Scripture, and use the subject, of course, that really, who are you? The Bible said, but you are a chosen generation. And so we need to ask ourselves this morning a question. Are we saved by the wonderful grace of Almighty God? And so there's the question here. Who are you this morning? Who do you belong to? The Bible said that we that are saved by the grace of God. You'll find over in Ephesians chapter 2, it defines our past. We've got a past that can be forgiven. We've got a present that can be enjoyed, and we've got a future that can be looked to with great anticipation at one of these days being with the Lord Jesus Christ. But here in 1 Peter chapter 2, he tells us what kind of a person that we really are that are saved by the grace of God. Peter's talking now here, writing these things down under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, that you are a chosen generation. God has chosen to magnify himself through our lives, save us by his grace, and show the world a picture of what God is like through the children of God. And so we're to be a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, and showing for praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. So there's a time of darkness that we dwelled in one day. Are you a darkness dweller this morning? Have you been redeemed by the good grace of God? Have you been called by the Holy Ghost of God to salvation and convicted of your sins, and you're still resisting that? You need to come to him today and be saved by the grace of God. So we are now that are saved a chosen generation. God chose to give his son, the Lord Jesus, as a sacrifice on the cross of Calvary to pay our sin debt that we couldn't pay, because we could not keep the law of God. We couldn't keep that in the flesh. We couldn't do that. But I tell you, Jesus came and kept the law to the jot and to the tittle, and fulfilled the law, and went to Calvary and paid all of our sin debt that we could be called the children of God. And so we are a chosen generation this morning. Not that we are above everybody else in a prideful sense, worldly sense of the word. No, but we're saved by the grace of God. We belong to somebody. We've got a peculiar people. world. We've got a zealous spirit. We're zealous of good works, and we love to work for the Lord Jesus Christ. We love to sing about Him. We love to preach about Him. We love to testify about Him. It's all about Him this morning. We have someone that we can trust in today that's alive and well seated at the right hand of the Father. And so we've got someone to look to this morning. Amen. We've been saved by the good grace of God. And so He said, well, what do you want us to do while we're traveling this journey? Well, He tells us there in verse 1 that we read, and lay aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speaking, as newborn babe desire the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. There's a picture, my friend, of our desires after that we're saved by the grace of God. You say, well, I thought if you get saved, you'd never sin again. Well, that's not true, because we're living in the flesh, and we do sin willfully sometimes, and we sin ignorantly sometimes, but there's forgiveness for every one of them if we just confess it to the Lord. He gives the remedy for that over in 1 John chapter 1, when He said, He commands us not to sin, but if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, and brother, he's a propitiation for our sins, not for ours only, but for the sins of the whole world. But He said, confess them to God, and He'll forgive. Amen. And so there's the principle of forgiveness. And we're to lay those things aside this morning, and the things are easily besetting us. And so He said, what should we do? What should we desire? Well, a child of God, as most of you probably know this morning, is a newborn babe. We've been born into the family of God. We've been birthed into the family of God by the Holy Ghost, and we're newborn babes serving the Lord Jesus Christ. And so when we come into existence as a newborn babe, what do we desire? The sincere milk of the Word, that we might grow thereby. And so we desire that, and desire that sincere milk of the Word. And so the purpose of the Word of God this morning is to grow thereby. We're to grow in the grace of God. We're to become more like the Lord Jesus, and that we're to look to Him for our grace and for sustenance in this life. And so there's a desire that you have as a child of God. And we desire to hear the Word of God. We desire to read the Word of God. And some of you, believe it or not, you could even desire to hear the Word of God preached. And you love to be in church. You love to be where the saints of God are. You love to sing the songs of Zion. How you love to testify about the good grace of God. How good it's been to you this week. Have you lost your testimony? Have you stopped testifying about God's grace? Has God not been good to you every day of your life? And there's not some experiences with the Lord throughout the week where God has answered prayer? God has helped you through some places that you're trying to get through with? Oh, yes. And brother, we desire the sincere milk of the Word, that we might grow thereby. And so we love the Word of God. And so faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Your growth in grace is produced by listening and learning from the Word of God. And you begin to mature and to grow in that grace. Amen. A maturity for a child of God is to be sought after as a Christian. You say, will I ever get fully mature? Yes, you will eventually, when you get to be the Lord Jesus, and when He calls us out of this life. And I'm sorry to say this morning, but you'll never be sinless in this life. You're going to sin, but you've got to get that sin forgiven and taken care of. And that's a part of the Word of God. And you're clean through the Word which I've spoken unto you, the Bible said. So we've got cleansing. And through the precious Word of God, we've got the desire to see Him and to live for Him and to desire that sin your milk of the Word. Why? Because we tasted of the Lord, and yet so we have tasted that the Lord is gracious. I can testify this morning about the Lord Jesus. He's gracious. Amen. He's a gracious Savior. He's a gracious God that we're living for this morning. And why? Because of what He does for us. We're lively stones. The Bible said in the very next verse, you also as lively stones
are built up as spiritual house and holy priesthood, and to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God and by Jesus Christ. And so we've got that maturity to be desired as a child of God. We want to grow in grace and knowledge of the Lord. And every experience you have with the Lord, every hard place you've gone through with, and every battle that you fought for Jesus, you mature in that, and you learn from that, and you learn to face the devil and rebuke him that he might flee from you. And so there's a cornerstone that we depend upon. We've got the foundation that we're standing on this morning. We've got that chief cornerstone, which is the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, why? He said, verse 6, wherefore also it is contained in the scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect and precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. And unto you therefore which believe, he is precious, and he is precious. Can you say that this morning? That'll give you something to testify about. That'll give you something to sing about. He is precious. He's a precious redeeming Savior, and that loved us when we was lost, that was on our way to hell without Christ. He loved us anyway, and he's a precious Savior this morning. He's a precious Son of God, and that loved us enough to step down from heaven and come down to this earth and live here on this earth for 33 and a half years, and to live a sinless, perfect life that might help us get to God, and then eventually die on the cross and paid for every last sin that man's committed or has committed or will commit through his precious blood. And when you identify with that blood through confession of your sins and ask him to come into your heart and redeem you by his grace, and then you can become one of his this morning, and then you'll be in that position you find yourself today. You're going to be desiring the Word of God, the sincere milk of the Word, that you might grow thereby, become a mature Christian, and to help somebody else along the way and through their battles and through their hard places that you've been through with. But one day it's going to be all over with. One day we're going home to be with him, and with all the heartache and suffering and pain and temptation to be gone from our lives, we'll be with him forever and forever and forever. That's going to be a good day when we get home, thank God. And there's a wonderful knowledge and knowing that Jesus Christ, thank God, and he's coming back to get us one of these days. Why? Because we're precious to him. Amen. And we are chosen by him. And he walks with us. He talks with us. He leads us daily. He helps us along the way. God's a good God this morning. Who are you this morning? Are you depending on the Lord? Let him help you today. God bless you. Is our prayer. I'm the next Sunday at this same time. Amen.